It's so great to pray with you all tonight. Have you noticed recently how similar TV commercials have become? So they kind of look like this. They start with a kind of soothing piano intro, and then it cuts away to like pictures of empty streets. And then a voiceover comes in and says, "In these unprecedented times," or "In these uncertain times." And then there's a pitch, right? You know, "Our company's here for you. It's okay, you can buy a new Honda," right? Because that'll make you feel better, right? Uncertain times. Well, is everything uncertain? Granted, there are things that are uncertain, but is everything uncertain? So I want to preach to you tonight about things that are certain. Wait, things, there are still things that are certain in these uncertain times? Yeah, and by the way, these aren't so unprecedented. It's just because we're Americans and we don't know any history at all, okay? So this has happened before, way worse in the world, okay? Be calm, okay? There are certainties, and I want to preach about those certainties in these uncertain times. So number one, God is at work. Yes, even in these uncertain times. God is at work. John 5, 17, Jesus says, "My Father is still working, and I also am working." My Father's working, and I'm working. He's still working, even in 2020. And he's working profoundly and powerfully, actually. All we have to do is pay attention in a different way. Listen to his voice in a deeper way. Be confident in God, my friends. He hasn't left us to our own devices. He's at work, and what he's doing is powerful. Another certainty, that God wants to involve us in his work. It's part of the dignity we have as Christians, as being sons and daughters of the Father. The Father wants to involve us in the family business. So no one's unemployed in that way, okay? We go deeper. The Father wants to involve us in his business. Heed the words of St. John Henry Newman. He said, "God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work." Every one of us has a part in the mission. Every one of us has some work that God has committed to each of us that he hasn't committed to anyone else. You're all essential workers. All of you. You have a job to do. And isn't that a great thing to remember in these times? But here's another certainty. To involve us in the work, God calls us. He calls us. He doesn't force himself on anyone. He doesn't force any one of us to actually do the work that he wants to entrust to us. But he calls us, he invites us to say yes. And his calling is much more gentle than many of the voices of this world, especially those voices that stir us up into being afraid. And friends, there are those voices in this current climate right now. Just to keep people afraid, right? Because if you're afraid, you can be way more manipulated. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be afraid of anything. We need to be prudent. But it also doesn't mean we should be afraid of everything. God's calling is deeper. It's much more gentle. We actually have to be disciplined to catch the sound of his voice. And that's why hopefully in this time you've been committing yourself to prayer. Because prayer is the place where we first hear the voice of God. And then prayer is the place where we actually listen to the voice of God. And those two things are different. Hearing and listening. And those of you who are parents, and those of you who are children, right? Parents, you know that your child hears you when you say, take out the garbage. You also know that your child might not always listen to you when you say, take out the garbage. Hearing and listening are different things. Hearing is one thing. We create a space in our life, in the quiet, to begin to hear the call of God. But then we have to go deeper, because listening is another step. Listening in Latin is obedire. It's where we get the word obey. Obedire means to listen to. Obedience, listening, means hearing and then acting upon what is heard. We're called to be not just hearers of the call of God, but men and women who actually listen, who put it into practice, who actually say yes and respond to the call of God. Another certainty, your heart is made to respond to the calling of God. You actually are hardwired to respond to God. And running from his call or distracting yourself from it will always leave your soul unsatisfied. That's why St. Augustine spoke nothing but truth when he gave his famous line, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O God. You have made us for yourself." We're meant to respond to the call of God in our life. Today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is Good Shepherd Sunday. So we've heard readings about the Good Shepherd prayers, the beginning of Mass. It's also, in the Catholic Church, World Day of Vocations. The World Day of Vocations. Because in the Gospel, we hear about the sheep who listen to the voice of the shepherd and follow him. Everyone here in this chapel, everyone at home watching tonight has a vocation, a calling that comes from God. Vocation is calling, vocal cords, vocare in Latin, to call. Everyone here has a vocation. God calls each one of us. And his calling is perfectly tailored to the contours of our hearts. It's also perfectly suited to our full joy and flourishing. See, God doesn't play games with our lives. He doesn't call you into sadness. He doesn't call you into frustration. He calls you into life, life to the full. John 10:10, it's how the gospel finishes today. His calling is meant to bring you to fullness of life, to know your highest calling, who you really are as you respond to him. That's a great gift to ponder. But friends, that requires deep commitment. And commitment is a scary thing, especially now in these uncertain times. But I have to say this, and I want to speak really clearly, especially to you young people. You are made for commitment. Your heart will never be close to satisfied until it is given away in some type of lasting commitment, one that both claims your heart and sets it free at the same time. One that claims your heart and sets it free at the same time. That is how this works. Our culture has bought and sold a great lie that you can keep your options open forever, and that will make you free. Hopefully, in this pandemic, we've learned something different. I want to give you a quote from St. John Paul II in 1979. It's a long time ago. I was three. Most of you weren't born. He said this: "Faced with problems and disappointments, many people will try to escape from their responsibility. Escape in selfishness, escape in sexual pleasure, escape in drugs, escape in violence, escape in indifference and cynical attitudes. But today, I propose to you the option of love, which is the opposite of escape." I love that. The option of love, which is the opposite of escape. See, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, makes that possible. He opens up that option to us. He opens a path of love and responsibility rooted in commitment. He doesn't run when the flock is threatened. He's not a hired hand. Rather, he loves each of us. He laid down his life for us. He gave his life on the cross. And then through the resurrection and the gift of the Eucharist, he gives his life to us now. And we're called not to just receive that gift, but to make that way of being the pattern of our own being. But to do that, we need to grow up. And maybe this pandemic is forcing that growth upon us. You don't have forever to decide what you want to do with your life. And you might as well get about the best things, the absolute best things, with the time you have now. Some of you are getting a real education, especially those who are still at home, that every vocation in the church demands maturity. It demands love. And it demands a willingness to sacrifice. Ask any parent who's trying to teach and keep the house running and work all at the same time, 24/7. But young people, don't be afraid of those truths. You're called to maturity. You're called to sacrifice. You're called to love, because the world needs men and women who are capable of bearing that burden. And the closer we get to Jesus, the more our hearts gain the strength to do just that. Now, specifically, you know, throughout this time, people have talked to me a lot about how much they have missed the sacraments. That's why those of you in the chapel tonight should be so grateful. You're still in the far less than 1% of Catholics in the world who can attend Mass. You need to think about that. People have said this: without the sacraments, especially confession and then especially the Eucharist, these are some of the words people have said, I felt empty, worn out, incomplete, like there was a giant hole. Well, that's true. Not that the Lord abandoned us. He doesn't abandon us. But we're a sacramental faith. We're rooted in the sacraments. And to receive the sacraments completes us. So I want to speak specifically to you young men, both you here in the church and then at home. The Lord is calling some of you, many more than you might think, to give your life to him as a priest. That is a certainty in these uncertain times. It is a certainty because he doesn't create a church that is sacramental and then not call men to be instruments of those very sacraments. There's no way. So he's calling. The question is, are we hearing? And then the deeper question is, are we listening? Listen to his call. Listen to the needs of your brothers and sisters. Because this Eucharistic fast that the church has gone through is because of a virus. But the next one's going to be because we don't have enough priests. And that is entirely because young men who are being called, and only if you're being called, but young men who are being called are not listening. So pray for the courage to respond. Listen to the needs of the world. You know, people would say, what does the world need most right now? And someone for sure would say, a cure to the virus. Do you know what we need that's even more essential than the cure to the virus? We need Jesus. Because even if we had a cure to the virus, souls still need to be saved. People would still die of natural causes. And their souls would need the grace of the sacraments. That's why we need more priests. So don't be afraid to respond. Do not be afraid. What could be more worthy of your life on this earth than listening to the call of Jesus and responding? If you're called to be a priest, say yes. Get after it. Listen. Respond. If you're not, the Lord's calling you to some other vocation. Listen and respond. And friends, we do it with joy. Because here's the last certainty. The last certainty is this. It is always, always, always worth it to say yes to God. The gospel tonight finishes with the great verse, John 10:10. Jesus says, I came that they might have life. Have it more abundantly. I came that they might have life and have it to the full. Everybody here and everybody at home, find out if Jesus is right when he says that. Put him to the test. Find out. Is Jesus really right when he says, I came that you might have life and have it to the full? Give it a shot. Give it your best shot. Find out by listening to him. And then following him radically. Don't waste your life on non-essential things. Go to the essential. Be an essential worker in the kingdom of God. Listen to his voice and respond with joy and with courage and with a heart that's ready for adventure. And don't ever settle for anything less.